Hello everyone and welcome to episode 4. I think it's episode 4. Yeah, it is. So today is the 31st of January 2022 and it's actually my 42nd birthday. So it feels a bit weird, I must admit, being 42. It really does. But I think it feels weird because it doesn't seem a minute since I was running around and telling everyone, it's going to be my 40th, I'm having a party. And actually, I did have that party. It was amazing. It was Winter Wonderland stroke Narnia. Everything was fairy lit. I had flower walls. I had the most amazing music set list, actually. And then I had sweet carts. It was in the winter, so really warm food. It was amazing. Certainly a memory to cherish. And being honest, it was probably the last time that I saw my friends and my family all together. Because obviously then, couple of months later, COVID hit and we all went into lockdown. It does feel a little bit weird, but that being said, I am absolutely raring to go. I feel so positive about being 42. I really do. Mindset wise, I'm in a really good place. I'm obviously, as I've mentioned before, I'm on a health journey, because, you know, I'm bigger and I really struggle with the pounds. And, you know, being truthful, looking back when I was 25, I thought that 40 was old. And then you kind of get to 35 and then you start to realise 40 isn't old. And you start to be able to see 40 a little bit. It's over the hill, but you start to see it a little bit when you get to your mid-30s. And then you do have a bit of a realisation of, oh, okay, so 40 is not actually old. And then I remember, you know, a couple of years ago when I was, you know, I was 39 and having a mini meltdown because I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be 40 and how am I going to feel? And am I going to feel the same? Am I going to feel old? And then I remember thinking, well, can I do this or is that too old to do that? And I had really mixed emotions. And then I reached 40 and I was like, oh, it's not any different. It's a number. And you know, for anyone out there who's reached 40, you are so going to probably understand what I mean, because you don't feel any different. It's a number and it's the same old thing of, you know, age is age. You know, it's a totally different thing to how you feel. You know, I'm surrounded by one of my friends who I've known since I was little. She's 78. She looks and feels absolutely amazing. And the other day did a tennis match with my auntie, actually, who I think is 67. And they were playing against 20 something year olds. And my friend Jill and who is 78 and my auntie who I said is 67, they won the match. How amazing is that? Because I think that, you know, I do think a lot of it is, you know, mindset, definitely, and of course being healthy. So for me, I'm on, it sounds cliche, the word journey, but I am on a journey and I'm on a lot of journeys, but it is a weight loss journey and, you know, I'm not there yet. And I thought I would be, if I'm to be perfectly honest, but with, you know, COVID and everything, I just wasn't one of those people who stayed in their house and lost loads of weight. I didn't really put it on, but I didn't really shift a lot either. So yeah, if it probably wasn't for that, I think I'd probably be down to where I need to be, but I'm not, and that's okay. And you know, 42 today, and looking forward to my workout tomorrow with my PT. So anyway, I want to talk to you on this pod about starting again and how that feels to start again and why it's okay to start again and why it's okay to want everything. And the reason I say that is because I think a lot of us stop ourselves from wanting good things in life because we're like, well, can I get it? Am I worthy of it? You know, I know for a fact there's been times of my life, you know, where I've thought, oh, well, no, that's for those people. That's not for me. And it was such an unhealthy mindset to be in. And you know, to get to this point and actually be starting again after losing my business, it's you know, I'm going to be honest, it's a little bit scary. But also, it's the most exciting prospect. So I think on my last episodes, I said to you that, you know, I'd planned everything out and I was supposed to have a certain amount of stuff done by the end of January. And, you know, it hadn't all gone according to plan. So beans is the 31st today and I haven't got everything done and I haven't got my website done for the new business. But I thought, you know what? Sod it. I've got most stuff in place. I am going to go onto my Facebook page today, which I did. And I pressed live and I went live and I announced my new business and I felt really confident of doing it. And I just thought, what have I got to lose? Okay, fair enough. That's not done and this isn't done. But I had to take myself back to 10 years ago when I first launched my business. And I remember I'd qualified as a beautician. And I'd started up this, I had a beauty room in my house. I'm sure I mentioned this on my first pod. And then very, 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 very fast realised that I lived in like a cul-de-sac, so I had no passing trade. So that was not going to work. But this was all part of my entrepreneurial journey. And then really quickly decided I was going to do pamper events for children. Put a post out on Facebook. It was the time when, you know, you'd put a post out and it would go to quite a few thousand. That doesn't happen now, unfortunately. And I literally built my business to, well, I built it from one fan. And eventually, you know, just before I lost my business, I'd pivoted it and we were going into different kinds of events, full event planning. And also I was going out and I'd done makeup on a bride, which was amazing. I was going to different photo shoots and doing the makeup. It was just fantastic. And I was pivoting it to going to bigger events. I also kept on though the children's pamper events because it was lucrative. And we were the biggest, I would say we were the biggest, most popular children's pamper event business in Hearts, Beds, Bucks and part of London. And, you know, I felt proud of that because I'd built it from one fan and gosh, it was not easy. It was really difficult because, you know, being honest, I had no clue what the hell I was doing. I really, really didn't. And I remember just putting up this kind of a list of, I mean, it was the most crappiest post out on Facebook. And I remember putting this list up of, oh, we do nails and a bit of makeup. It really wasn't good. But the thing is, I had to start somewhere. And I had really, really good self-belief and that really helped. And I remember within, I think it was like 3 or 4 hours, I got my first booking. And I remember thinking, oh my God, I've taken my first booking. I have no clue what I'm doing. And I went and done that booking. And do you know what? It actually went really, really well. I'm sure I did lots of things wrong, but it did go really, really well. And then, you know, just before we lost the business in COVID, I had a small team of 4 who would come out, and there was myself as well. And so there's 5 of us, and it was just fantastic. And we had a lot of fun as well. And I think that because we all enjoyed what we were doing, it made such a difference. So, you know, the moral to that is if you want to start your own business, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, you can. But you do have to have, there's one thing you really do have to have, and I so believe this, and that is self-belief. But even if you've got a little bit of self-belief, just go for it. Just go for it. Because this sounds very cliche, but you only have one life. And I'm going to say it. I hate this saying, but it isn't a rehearsal. I mean, you don't get to come back again. You know, you're here once. And if I've learned anything in my 42 years, it is that life is so precious. And why spend it doing something that you don't want? Why spend it, you know, why spend it existing? You have to live, and you have to live the way that you want. And if you can muster up some self-belief, I mean, hey, you might be one of those people who just has a lot of it. I wasn't. But if you can muster up just a little bit, just go for your dreams. Because I now have found myself at 42 years old and, you know, launching my business today, and have got so much stuff that I want to do, and I'm just going to go for it. And that's exactly what I did today. So I went and pressed live, and I spoke to people about my business and, you know, why I was doing it and what had happened to Candy Floss, because I know that a lot of people wanted to know where the hell it had gone. And I just spoke, and I felt good for doing it. So I would like to tell you a little bit about my business. So being an event planner, I loved it. Was so much fun, and I am really, really creative, so that kind of helps with that job. And we were being asked all the way through COVID, when we were in full lockdown, can you provide pamper event? And of course we couldn't, because, well, you couldn't do it anyway, but also, you know, safety, of course, it comes first. So I was having, obviously, like all businesses, having to turn the work away. And then I had this idea, and I thought, you know what, I could literally just put our whole brand, our whole pamper event into a box and have it delivered to the customer's door. Now, this probably sounds quite easy, but then when I started to look into it, it wasn't going to be as easy as I thought it was going to be. And, you know, I played around with the idea, and then I started to look at, you know, different things we could put in the box. And then some things weren't going to work that worked at the event that we were actually doing. And it took me a while. So even though I was, you know, for the past 18 months, I've been working on my mindset and kind of healing myself, I was also bustling around in the background like Father Christmas's elf, trying to put together a really good product that I can put out to my customers. So eventually I come up with the most even if I do say so myself, the most amazing box. And then I was like, right, okay. So what I need to be able to do with this, though, is this all needs to be themed. So I want my customer to be able to come to me and say, right, okay, love the Pamper box, but I want it in this theme. And we are going to do any theme. So I love that idea, because the thing is, everyone's different. All children are different. They like this one minute, they like something the next. And so that was really, really, really important. And then I thought, you know what? We could actually put in this box all the cutlery, the plates, the cups, then all of the decorations. Then I was like, you know what it's like when you're doing, you know, if you have children and you want to give, you know, like maybe a goodie bag or a present at the end. So you also get included in this box, all the goodie bags as well. And so then I was like, right, now I'm going to put together themed decoration boxes. I'm literally putting everything together to do with events into a luxury box that can be delivered to your door. So then I thought, you know what, this doesn't need to stop here. So we're going to do every event for children and for adults. So I'm so sorry if you can hear my son in the background. So we're going to do baby showers. We're going to do Christmas. We're going to do Halloween. We're going to do Easter. We're going to do every event. And I am, oh my God, I'm so excited. So then I was like, right, okay, so that's that sector of the business. Didn't want to call it Candy Floss anymore, just wanted a total rebrand. And then I really didn't know what to call it. And then I was like, you know what? I'm designing it. I'm going to call it Victoria Box. So that is the new name. And then there's also, I've actually created another business on the side, which is due to launch, I would say, end of February, March time, which is a female entrepreneur business box. So this is a subscription service that is going to be delivered to my customer's door. So if you're an entrepreneur, and I know when you're an entrepreneur, it's all about the business. It's all about your idea and getting it off the ground. But one thing that you do forget about is yourself. And yet you're the most important thing, because if you go down, it all comes crashing down. So I have devised the most wonderful female entrepreneur box. We've designed, well, I say we, it's me. I've designed 5. You're going to have 12 delivered, so one a month, yearly, on a subscription service. And I'm actually going to tell you about that in my next episode, because there's so much to it and I am so excited. So you know what, the moral to this whole episode really is that I spent a lot of time thinking that, you know, maybe just being in business or kind of having my, going on my own journey, going on, you know, I think a lot of people who want to start businesses, I think one of the first things they think is, oh, can I do that? Am I good enough to do that? Right, so I did have to pause this pod there actually, because Mr. Darcy decided to start barking. So I can't quite remember where I was. But yeah, so I think, as I was saying, you know, I think we all kind of think to ourselves, you know, can we do it? And, you know, can we succeed at it? And you know what? You get one life and it's for the taking. And one thing that my dad says to me is, the world is your oyster. The world is your oyster. Go out there, live and do what you want. And I've got to 42, and I didn't really think that I'd be starting again, but I am, and I cannot be any more excited than I am. I am so pumped about this, and I've just got so much to do. And you know, this is coming from a woman last year who went out 3 times, and so far this month I've been out 5. And you know, we are the master of our own destinies, and if you want to change things up, you can. And so therefore, if you're listening to this and, you know, I don't know, maybe you might have an idea or something that you want to do, don't waste time. Just do it. And if it goes wrong, try again. Because believe me, it's gone wrong for me. So many things have gone wrong all the way throughout my life. But, well, what can you do? That's just life. So I'm going to leave you on that note. I am going off to celebrate my birthday. I got to be honest, it's going to be quite low key. Myself and my mum are going to go and get a takeaway and relax with my son and just have a really chilling evening. But thank you so much for listening. And I'm so looking forward to, you know, just doing other episodes on this pod and being able to tell you all about my business and all the things that go wrong, because let's face it, there's going to be many things, but also the things that go right. So thank you for being on this journey with me, this entrepreneurial journey that is like Christmas lights in knots, but is so much fun at the same time. Take care, everyone, and I hope you all have the most wonderful day.